Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace towards us. We thank you for bringing us together as your people. And we ask that as we turn to your word, you would strengthen us and build us up in its truth. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, this time of the year has been known traditionally as All Saints Tide. And there's been quite a bit of confusion about saints recently, as there have been reports in the news about the so-called making of an English saint for the first time in many decades. The Roman Catholic Church has decided that John Henry Newman, a man who died in the 19th century, is now a saint because two people prayed to him and they believed that their requests were answered. Now, this sort of thing is quite hard to square with what the Bible says that saints are. According to the New Testament, saints are not some sort of special set of believers who are to be revered, even less prayed to, but rather regular Christians, those rescued by Jesus and made clean before him, those sanctified through his death on the cross. Now, we read this morning from the first epistle of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Corinth, in Greece, and that epistle opens with these words, verse 2 of chapter 1. The church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those in every place who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. So it is correct to see all church members who belong to Jesus as saints. And we shouldn't be discouraged by the thought of those who are, as it were, beyond our reach that we can never be like. Well, that means that All Saints is a good name for a church community like ours. Well, later in the epistle of the first epistle to the Corinthians, as we read, we have a great illustration of what a church of all saints, all believers in Jesus, will be like. Wonder if you remember the famous image, the metaphor that's used in that reading. For just as the human body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. Now, a human body is, of course, a truly remarkable thing, and it had lots and lots of different parts, from the head right down to the toes. And yet, even though a body is made up of lots of parts, they all work together. That means that a human body has many parts, but it works as one thing. What the Apostle Paul shows is that just as it is with a human body, so it is with Jesus. And in particular, so it is with Jesus' body, the local church. Different people, who though they come from different backgrounds, have been drawn to believe in the same Jesus. Different people who through the Holy Spirit have been brought into the one body of Christ. Now, this is a wonderful thing, and it is a great privilege, but it is also easy to forget. And it seems, according to our reading, that there are two particular ways that we can forget these truths, or that we can get wrong what it is to be part of the body of Christ. Firstly, as we see from verse 15, it's possible to have a sense of what you might call low self-esteem, or even a sense of inferiority. And if that's us, we need to remember that we are more significant, not less. The reading points us to some examples that help us to see just how ridiculous it is to undervalue the part that we can play in a church community. So verse 15, Paul referring to this analogy of the body. If a foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. We're thinking like this when we say, oh, I'm not very good at standing up in front of people, so I'm not really a good church member. Or I can't sing very well, therefore I'm not much use. Or I'm not very practical, I can't help the church to organise things. Or I can't do this, or I can't do that anymore, and therefore I'm not much good to my church. Well, that sense of not being good at one thing should not make us feel that we have nothing to contribute. Now, instead, we need to see what role we can play and how we can serve and what gifts we do have and try to use them in whatever way is possible. And if we can't see for ourselves, perhaps we should ask others what gifts they recognise in us. And something that everyone can do is pray. Pray and ask God that we can be more effective as God's church and better able to serve our community and pass on the message of God's good news to others. So just as a body needs all its parts to work properly together, so the local church needs each person to play their different part. As the reading puts it, for the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts and yet one body. So everyone is important. We are a church of all believers, all saints. So if you're the type that tends to underplay your significance, remember, you are part of Christ's body and not only valued by him, but are valuable to everyone else. And yet there's another way that we can get life in the local church wrong. Now here in Corinth, there were people who tended to think that their gifts and their roles were so significant that others, well, in comparison, were of virtually no value at all. Now, if we make this mistake, we need to remember not to let our significance get blown up into self-importance. Do you remember the way the reading compares being a church member to a part in the human body? Verse 21. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. That would be ridiculous. In fact, verse 22, on the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honourable, we bestow the greatest honour. And our presentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our most presentable parts do not require. In our human bodies, then, some parts are more obvious, but all parts matter. In a human body, there are all sorts of small parts that don't look much, but are very important. Little toes that help us to balance. Small buds on our tongues that help us to taste. Little valves in our hearts that help our blood to flow. And yet they are all needed and all to be valued. Well, so it is in Christ's body, the church. Some of us play a part in a quiet, behind-the-scenes kind of way. That's of value, as well as the upfront, more obvious gifts and roles. So no one should look down on the less public roles that people play in church, because we need everyone to do their bit. After all, verse 24, God has so composed the body, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body. And that also means that because we are all linked together into a community, we are to look out for one another, as we read in verse 25, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. So much so that, as we read, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honoured, all rejoice together. Well, All Saints then is a good name for a church community because all who believe in Jesus have been made saints, God's sanctified people through Jesus and his death and resurrection. And local church communities can be understood to be like human bodies because we are Christ's body on earth. And 1 Corinthians 12 reminds us that the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Each part is valuable and significant. So don't look down on your own role as if it's not important. And if you have an obvious or public role, don't look down on the less public or obvious gifts people use to serve. For there are many parts and yet one body. So we should say to one another, as All Saints North Ferriby, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great privilege it is to be called to be saints, to be sanctified through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you that you've then brought us together into the body of Christ. And we ask that you'd give us grace, however weak we feel, however difficult our circumstances, to remember that we are part of Christ's body here. We pray that you would strengthen us, that the body of Christ here would work healthily and properly, that more would see something of him and his greatness. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.